For this process, you're going to need 3 pieces of paper and 3 identical envelopes. Write your name on one paper, then write the name of another person or of a situation on each of the other papers. For instance, one other paper may have your spouse's or your child's name, and then the third paper may say, my career change or my new job. Fold each paper and put it in each envelope so that one paper is in one envelope. Once you have each paper in its own specific envelope, seal each envelope and mix them all up so you don't know which one is which. Close your eyes or mix them in a bowl, however it's easier. Just be sure that you don't know which one you're taking into your hand. I want you to take a pen and hold now one of the envelopes in your left hand. I'm going to ask you many questions, and you are going to get an answer to each question. If you don't feel you get an answer, I want you to make an answer happen, even if you feel like you're only making it up. Now, holding one envelope in your left hand, simply close your eyes and begin to relax. Take a deep and cleansing breath and allow yourself to relax and let go of all the cares and worries of the day. There are no expectations here. You do not have to perform. You cannot be wrong. You can only be good. Notice as you relax that your body lets go of all of its tension and you let yourself truly feel the confidence of your own spirit inside you. Notice the envelope in your left hand. Simply let it be in your hand. Push all of the other stuff and confusion from your mind out of your mind. And just let this envelope be. Feel its energy and let the vibration slowly rise up your left arm. It may be so subtle, you may not notice anything, but let it start to fill you, however it fills you. And as your breathing becomes more and more relaxed, you begin to notice a greater awareness of the receptivity of your spirit. And the mind of your spirit moves into your conscious awareness, into your body, and into your heart. So that with all of these things, you can sense the answer to every question immediately, without doubt and without second guessing. Again, bring your awareness back to the energy of this envelope. And feel it, just feel it. You may feel as if you're not noticing anything, but just let yourself be with it. The first thing I want you to ask yourself in determining some of the energy of this envelope, is it yin? Yin is soft, receptive, cool, and round. I'm not talking about its shape now, I'm talking about its vibration. Feel its vibration and notice if it's yin. Or is it yang? Yang is hard and square, active and creative and warm. Take a moment now to really sense this envelope's energy and the words that are contained on the paper within it. If you can attribute softness or hardness to it, which one would it be? Write down the word, soft or hard, on the envelope and trust the first thing that you get. If you need to open your eyes to write the word, do so. Now, go back to your closed eyes and feel the energy of this envelope and the words within it, the situation or the person that they represent. If you can attribute coolness or warmness to it, what would it be? Write down the word. Now, if you can attribute roundness or squareness to the words contained in that envelope, what would it be? Write down the word round or square on the envelope. And if you feel you don't have a sense of it, make yourself choose one and write it down. Now, let go of the yin and yang, and keeping your eyes closed, keep yourself connected to the envelope. Feel its energy, and begin to think about now the elements of fire, earth, air, or water. Think about those concepts for just a moment. And as you combine that with the energy of the envelope and the words contained therein, notice whether or not you can attribute fire, water, earth, or air to that envelope, to the words it contains, to the person or situation those words represent. Perhaps you even feel as if there's a combination of more than one of those elements, fire, earth, air, or water. Trust what you get. Trust the first thing you get, and write down the word or words on the envelope. Very well. Allow yourself to let go of the elements now, touching back in with all of the energies of the envelope and the words contained therein. I want you to think of the numbers from 1 to 9. Now, if you had to give this object a number, what number would you get? Just ask to see, feel, or hear a number. Identify a number. And if you don't get one, make yourself get a number and write it down on the envelope. Now, tuning back into all of the energies about the envelope and keeping your eyes closed, let go of the numbers and write down the colors that this object gives you, or that you sense with this envelope and the words that this paper holds. Trust what you get. When I say, "What's the color?" get an answer immediately. Even if you feel you're making it up, notice at least one color or a group of colors and write them down on the envelope. Now tune back into the energies of the envelope and just see if there are any images or symbols. Use your mind's eye. Remember, you are seeing with your otherworld eyes and you are perceiving with your own spirit mind. It might not even be a symbol. It might be just a piece of a symbol or a corner of an image. Look now in your heart and in your mind for any symbol that you get, and whatever you get, write a few words on the envelope. Very well. Now touch back in with the envelope and the piece of paper that's contained in it. If there are any emotions connected to the words on this paper, what do you feel? Do you feel happy or sad, pensive or excited, or enthusiastic? What is the emotion that you connect with the situation contained in this envelope? Ask your inner mind, what emotions do you feel with this person or situation? And even if you feel you're not getting anything, get one of those words, choose an emotion, and write that word down on the envelope. Very well, now let go of all of that. Put this envelope down and rub your hands together for just a moment. Release all of the energy of the previous envelope, and let's do this process again with the next envelope. Pick up the second envelope that you had made before and begin to feel the energy as you place it in your left hand. Left hand is the receiving hand, and you can feel all of the energy rising up your left hand and left arm and moving into you. And even though it may be subtle and you may feel that you're not noticing anything, allow yourself to take a deep breath and relax and relax. For as you relax, you create a greater awareness of your spirit and the receptivity that that spirit has. Your consciousness awakens, and in your heart, you're capable of knowing the answer to every question. Touching in with this second envelope now, determine the type of energy this envelope and the words contained herein carries. Is it yin or is it yang? If you can attribute softness or hardness to this situation or this person in this envelope, which would it be? Write down the word soft or hard on the envelope. Make a choice between one of those words and trust the first thing you get. And again, if you need to open your eyes to write the words, do so. And then simply bring yourself back to your relaxed and closed eyes state to feel the energies that are in your hand. Now, if you can attribute coolness or warmness to it, what would it be? Write down the word. Bring yourself back to your closed eyes and notice if you can attribute roundness or squareness to the words contained in the envelope. What would they be? Write the word round or square on the envelope. Now let go of the yin and yang and keep yourself connected to this envelope. Begin to think about the elements again, earth and air, fire and water. If you can attribute fire, water, earth or air, or a combination of them to this envelope and what it contains, what would it be? Trust what you get trust the first thing you get. And write the word or words down on the envelope. Do this now. Very well, let go of the elements now and think of the numbers from 1 to 9. If you had to give this envelope and the subject it contains a number, what number would you get? Ask for a number about this situation or the person contained inside this envelope. Identify a number, and if you don't get one, make yourself get an answer. Write it down on the envelope now, and if you get more than one number, write those down too. Keeping your eyes closed and feeling the energy of the envelope again, let go of the numbers and think about all of the colors of the rainbow. As you sense this energy that comes from this envelope, what color would you get? Make yourself get an answer, even if you think you're making it up. Trust it. Write down the color or colors that you sense with this envelope and with its contents on the envelope now. Very well. Close your eyes again and truly touch in with the energy that is this envelope and the message or person or situation that it contains. Feel it without identifying it. And look for now any symbol or image that comes to your mind's eye. It might not even be a complete symbol. It may just be a corner of it. Even if you just get a fleeting glimpse, a passing image, write a few words on the envelope of the symbol that you sense with its contents. Now, if you feel any emotions connected to the person or situation contained on the paper in that envelope, notice what you feel emotionally. Do you feel excited? Did you feel enthusiastic? Perhaps you might feel sad, worried, happy. What is the emotion that you connect to this envelope and what it contains? Ask your inner mind and write that emotion down on the envelope. Very well, take a deep cleansing breath and exhale. And as you let go of all of those symbols and all of those questions, let go of the envelope too. Put it down. Rub your hands together for just a minute. And now let's pick up the last envelope, the third envelope. Be still and hold it in your left hand for just a moment. Let go of all of the confusion in your mind. Let go of all the previous experiences. Let go of all of the worries and cares and troubles that may take your attention away from this process right now, and just simply be in your restful state, noticing the envelope in your left hand and the energy that it carries. This is a whole new person or a whole new situation. So you may get, and probably will get, all new answers. Open yourself to receiving all of the symbols and images that you can get about the person or the situation written about inside this envelope. Again, as you breathe deeply and continue to relax, we're going to feel the energy and notice whether or not it is yin or yang. Do you feel it to be soft, receptive, cool, and round? Or do you feel it to be hard and square, active or creative and warm? However you sense its yin or its yang, put the word or words on the envelope now. Very well, let go of that and bring yourself to an awareness of all of the elements. Fire, earth, air, and water. Feel the energies in this envelope and determine absolutely without any second guessing whether or not that energy feels like fire, earth, air, or water. And write that word down on the envelope now. Now let go of the elements and think about the numbers. If you had to give this envelope and its contents a single-digit number, what would it be? Write that down on the envelope. And if you get more than one, write that down too. Now let yourself let go of numbers and notice all of the colors, almost as if this envelope and its contents were glowing with color. Notice the color that you sense or feel or see with your mind's eye and your imagination. Allow yourself to use your imagination. Make yourself get at least one color right now, and write that color down on the envelope. Very well, let go of the colors now and allow yourself to sense a symbol. Any symbol. It might be a word that pops into your mind, and it might be an image. It might be even the corner of an idea or part of a picture. Make yourself even get one symbol. Whether or not you know what that symbol means is not relevant. Whether or not you let yourself get it is. Choose a symbol that would represent the object, situation, or person that's contained in this envelope and write it down. It doesn't have to have meaning. The first word that comes to your mind, write it down on the envelope. And finally, pick just one emotion, the first one that comes to mind and heart, and write that on the envelope too. Very well. I am now going to bring you back to a greater awareness here of your body, of the room, of the chair. Allow yourself to become more aware of your arms, your shoulders, waking up to the physical world around you. Allow yourself to open your eyes as you finish this process and see the three envelopes before you. If this is the first time you are doing this process, I'd like you to keep those sealed envelopes in the back of your workbook until you are finished with section C, Communicate. Then you may open all of these envelopes and see exactly what all of these symbols meant for you about each situation and person. But if this isn't the first time you're doing this, allow yourself now to open these envelopes and notice the information that you can gather from doing this BA process. You can do this with any situation, any group of people. You can do it with 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different envelopes. You can do this in a group with many people and exchange the envelopes between each person, letting every individual write their own experiences of the symbols on a piece of paper. This is the process that allows you to take your own consciousness, your own biases, your own priorities and agenda out of the messages that your spirit brings you. Anytime you have any confusing situation or a number of different alternatives, simply write them on a piece of paper, each one individually. Place each in an envelope. Seal the envelope and do this process again.